Blog Talk Radio.
If I were the devil, if I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
Yes, and welcome everybody to the Pit Radio News. The Pit stands for the politically inconvenient truth, and that's what you just heard there, folks, from... One sec here. Sorry about that. that's what you heard there, folks, just by Paul Harvey, and that was from back in 1965. And isn't it chilling just to know that that's what he said back in 1965, and this is what has been happening, and it just gets worse and worse and worse, because if we sit down on our hands and don't do nothing, this is what happens. So we have to speak out, and we have to speak the politically inconvenient truth. And that's why God named this show the Politically Inconvenient Truth Radio News, so the Pit Radio News. I am one of your hosts, and I have a co-host. My name is Glenn Atkinson, and I'm here in Texas. And we have another host, and his name is Gary Rumor, way up in the north of North Dakota. How's the weather up there, Gary?
It's pretty nice out. It's sunny today. We had a little bit of a storm a couple days ago, a little thunderstorm. It was kind of cloudy yesterday. Actually, it's starting to look a little like fall. It's cooling down a little bit, but it's still nice. You know, it's in the average temperature's probably in the 70s right now. I mean, it can still get up 90, 95 yet, but right now you're going to start seeing some cooler weather, and it actually feels kind of, I kind of like that brisk feeling anyway. It's a little more comfortable. You're not breaking out in a sweat when you go outside anymore, and don't have to run the air conditioner anymore. But I kind of like the look of fall, too, because the sun is starting to shine a little bit more toward the south and kind of lights up the inside of the house now through the windows. I open the windows up, and that's kind of nice to have a little sunlight come in, and it's cooler, and, the trees start turning. It looks really, really pretty out, and things start to go dormant for winter, and I guess I look forward to Thanksgiving and eventually Christmas. And after that, then it's gloomy again because you've got the cold, dark days of winter. But right now, it's beautiful. I'm happy and I'm feeling good. I can't complain. I'm enjoying life to the fullest, my friend. So we'll pass it back to you.
Oh, yes. This time of the year is always nice. Especially here in Texas, we get the weather's over 100 degrees, right? And like in July, it was like on August here. August is usually around 105, 10 or more. Got that in July. And in August, I was thinking, oh my gosh, if we get what we had in July, August, we're going to have one heck of a even really bad summer as far as too much heat goes. But we actually tapered off and it wasn't so bad. And then all of a sudden, the last 3 weeks, we've been getting mostly rain or storms and stuff like this, whatever. But we've had the odd sunny day in between, but nothing. Lately, it's been a lot of storms, so it's really, really cooled off quite a bit. And when it does get the sunny days, we get to in the 90s or whatever have you, and that. So, but it's not too bad. We can handle that down here. But yeah, it's nice to have the cool weather, but I just don't like the cold weather. So we know that's coming, but that's just the way it is.
Oh yeah,
much we can do. But anyhow, yeah, we Gary and I, we've been on a little hiatus here. Had some things to tend to, and whatever have you, last few weeks. But we're back up and running here. And sorry for the inconvenience for the the people that have been following us and whatever. We had some issues to take care of and that. But we're good to go now. And we have an election coming up, folks, in November. That's the way it is. Like every 2 years, there's something going on. Every day, something's going on, and especially with these Democrat liberals that are trying to oppress the truth and everything, and basically have their own agenda and their narrative and propaganda and you name it. They got it all in a nice little sack there. That I think God's about to hit them over the head with it. because we need to have the truth. I mean, this is why. A lot of people, isn't this right, Gary, that a lot of people will say, oh, you shouldn't mix religion with politics, or shouldn't talk about religion, or you shouldn't talk about God, or you shouldn't talk about the politics. And I'm thinking, you know what, this is why I was moved, and I know you're moved as well, Gary, to have this show. Because you know what, the Revelation alone even shows that about the politics, about the governments, and about what we have to do and whatever, to basically... No, we're not supposed to go basically out there and write our own laws. We have to have God's law. This Constitution that we had is based on that law, of course. So that the Founding Fathers they got together and they designed this Constitution so people would follow the laws. And we're just not seeing that. We're seeing it more since we've got this new President Donald Trump in office. But he's had a lot of things against him and people he's tried to appoint for office and whatever have you. He's trying to drain the swamp is what he's trying to do and replace these people with good, honest, truthful, godly people. And, yeah, we're not perfect. No one is. But you know what? At the end of the day, if we get people that are moving towards God, then we know they're not moving towards the enemy. And this is why we have this show called The Politically Inconvenient Truth. It's the Pit Radio News, and it is that. Politically inconvenient truth, because it is inconvenient. It's an inconvenience for these politicians, these, long in the tooth, older politicians that don't want the truth out there. They want to rewrite history. They want to do all these things. Just make sure that they get their agenda, accomplished. And this is why for decades and decades and decades, it's just gotten the point where it has a, depending on who you have in office, it gets better, as it is getting better now with this truth being exposed. And it's getting worse from the other side, because they're trying to fight. They're trying to fight against all the right, the truth, the politically inconvenient truth. So this name of the show is just designed by God. Is very much designed by God, because that's exactly what He wants us to do, is to get it out, and not be allowing anyone to shut us up, if you will, or whatnot. Have a voice, and we are told to use it. God wants the truth out. Don't keep it to yourself. Give it out, because at the end of the day, if someone you're telling the truth to, they don't believe you, it's still the truth, folks. No matter what you say, as long as it's the truth, they can fight against you, they can do whatever they have, but you know what? At the end of the day, God is the one that has the final say. And Jesus already did on the cross, and that was, it is finished. So all this evil, all this stuff that's out there, that's just trying to get out there and corrupt and do whatever it has to do, because if they don't get their way this coming November, these liberals, Democrats, then what happens is all the things that Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, accomplished, God through him, and all the people that he's assigned or have went along for the ride to help, all that can be lost over time and big time fast, because we're going to see that all these regulations that the president has taken off, we're going to see them putting back on. But you're going to see even worse. Can you imagine, folks, if we had Hillary Clinton as president right now, where we'd be what we'd be facing now? We'd have they want to impeach Donald Trump. You know, they want to impeach that our president. They want to do that, and they can't. But all this talk, because they have nothing on him. But they will succeed if we don't get out there and vote. So all this opposition, it needs to have our voice out there from the grassroots. Everything has to be out there from the grassroots, meaning in your own area, your own counties. You need to get in there and vote, and you need to vote Republican for everyone on that, everyone, because that's gonna keep Donald Trump in office. Because if not, those next 2 years are gonna be a living hell, if you will. It's gonna be awful. It's gonna be terrible. It's gonna be like worse than what it was before President Trump took office. It's gonna be worse. That's what they want. They want to undo everything, add more stuff that they want to help them. Go their agenda, and it's all to them. It's all about power, greed, money, and all those things that basically have their ill-gotten gains. They're not chosen by God for His will to be done. So I want you to take it from there, Gary. And before I do, I want to let everybody know that if you guys have any comments or questions, you can call in any time. We are here every Sunday from after 1 o'clock. We go from 1 to 2, but we get more callers and whatever have you. We'll go to 3 o'clock. We have no problem with that. So you can call in at 646-777-5534. Again, 646-787-8534. If you have a question or comment, just press the 1. It'll show a question mark or a hand for us to see that you really want to on. You don't have to. You can just listen. But we'd love to have you on and share your thoughts or whatever. Of whatever you have that's anything to do with your relationship with God, to politics, anything that's in there that's a politically inconvenient truth, we frown upon, obviously, any kind of cursing, cussing, whatever, swearing, all that kind of stuff. We're here, it's a family show. We want to make sure that we educate from children all the way up. That because history is basically repeating itself, but the history has also been rewritten. We want to make sure that give them the truth of what they've kind of oppressed from everybody. So having said that, yes, again, please call our guest number. It's 646-787-8534. Press 1 if you have a comment or question. And with all that, I want to get Gary in here again to kind of comment more about what I was saying, and also what his thoughts are towards different things that are happening right now, and the importance of needing the Republican vote for your county and wherever you are. So please take it away, Gary, please.
Okay, thanks, Glenn. Well, you're exactly right, but I want to go a little farther. This is kind of like we're kind of like at a crossroads here at this election point, because we got the Supreme Court yet, and look at they're trying to do to any nominee that we put in. They try to destroy their reputation. They try to destroy their lives, which isn't what politics was originally. I mean, it was supposed to talk about the issues, not about somebody's family life. And none of this stuff has been proven. I mean, none of this stuff is even, it's just an allegation. Somebody come along, makes it up, you know. Anytime a person becomes a public figure, you're going to have people come along and blame somebody for doing this or that. You know, they blame the public figures for a lot of falsities and falsehoods, you know, and that happens a lot. But they try to do this so they won't get elected, see. They won't get nominated in the Supreme Court. And they're also, the dangerous part is that they're trying to shut down a lot of these podcasts and internet, YouTube's going after conservatives. They're kind of backing off a little now because now they're being investigated. At Twitter, I mean, they're shutting people down. And, I mean, I don't know what you think of Alex Jones, but he was pulled off of a lot of sites. And even, I don't know if he's 100%, I don't listen to him a lot, but he still has a First Amendment right to be there. And they pulled him off. And, you know, I don't believe he ever, advance the idea of violence. It seems like the left is doing that. But what they do, people on the left, if they can't win the debate, the first thing they do, they start calling names. Well, when that doesn't work, then they start threatening to pull us. You know, they want Congress or their buddies in Congress, the liberals in Congress, to pull us off the air so we can't communicate. The First Amendment's really about communication and communication about political ideas so we can talk to each other, whether we're on air or in our home or at a school or at any type of function, you know, public or private function. And what they'll do is they want to pull us off the air so we can't communicate and communicate to our audience, you know, our ideas, whether wrong or right. You know, I mean, person has the right to come up with any idea. If it's illegal, they can try to change the law. I mean, if our taxes are too high and you want to cut taxes or cut tax rates, what we do is we announce the idea, get it out there, and try to get a bunch of people to go along so either we can vote the person who is the politician who is advancing high tax rates out of office so we get somebody in that's more user-friendly towards our ideas and lower the tax rates. That's how you do it. You legalize something that was once illegal so you can pay less without having to worry about, you know, getting in trouble with the IRS. Or if you want to abolish a government agency, you get people in there, you know, that can do it. You know, yes, they're going to go kicking and screaming. They're going to be like little kids because nobody wants to have their power cut off. But that's how you do it. You know, that's not dangerous. It might be dangerous to their power, but that's not dangerous. That's the way it was meant to be, see? And the left doesn't want that. They're so insecure. They're trying to shut all of us down. I mean, including, like, this type of radio broadcast. This is what, right now, they're not going to go after. Right now, they go after the big fish, the ones who are real, got a lot of hits. And they'll go after everybody eventually. I mean, they don't want any opposition. Well, that's what Stalin went after. You know, he went after political dissidents, and he went after them, and they either got tossed in jail or they disappeared. They were probably murdered, and nobody ever saw them again. Well, I don't want our country turning into a police state like that. And we got to fight this because if the other side gets in power, and they get in power, and they get it strong enough, that not only will they try to impeach President Trump, they'll go a lot farther than that. They'll say, we don't want this ever to happen again, so we're going to shut people up, and who knows what they'll do. They'll probably start out with lawsuits at first, you know, and they'll lose the lawsuits. Most of the time they'll lose until they find one judge, one jury that'll get them convicted. Well, then they'll run with that. They'll use that as case precedents. Then eventually legislation will come to protect the people that disagree. So we'll protect you by making it illegal for you to say what you want to say so you don't have to worry about being sued. We'll destroy you in jail then, you know. And that's how they do it. I just know the left, how they work. And, you know, they hate free speech probably more so than they hate the Second Amendment. They just hate the First Amendment. They don't like the fact that we can freely practice religion. See, so what they try to do is they take it down in public places like schools, they call it separation of church and states. And originally, that isn't what it was really meant. It was meant, you know, the First Amendment was meant that the government couldn't set a religious belief that everybody had to follow. It was to allow religious freedom, see, so we could practice, choose what we wanted to practice. The government, you know very well, if they set up religious practice, it would be sacrilegious to the teachings of the Bible. It would probably teach that abortion is perfectly moral and stuff. That's what they would teach. That's why we don't want the government setting standards like that, because we know what the government does. When they grow government, they want all this stuff to grow, all this immoral stuff to grow, and they'll do everything they can to get it to grow. Well, what they do is, if they can't do that, what they do is then they say, well, we don't want you practicing in public places. People might find it offensive. Well, I don't know too many people that find it offensive, but the thing is, if they find it offensive, they can go some other place. But saying even the Pledge of Allegiance, just because it says under God in there, they call that a prayer, and guess what happens? It is a lot of these schools in big cities, you can't do that. Other schools, you can't fly the American flag. It might be offensive to people who are from foreign nations. Well, I'm going to say if they're here, they should better respect the American flag, not a foreign flag, because we're not Mexico, we're America. And America is representative of freedom. In other words, it's our decision, it's our country, not the politician's country. The politicians are our servants. They serve us. We don't serve them. I'll never serve a politician. I just won't do it. That's another reason we have a Second Amendment, because it keeps us free. If we give up our rights, then the government won't fear us. You want the government to fear us a little bit, then we have freedom. And we fear the government, we have tyranny. And I'll turn this back to you on that note there, my friend.
Well, you're exactly right. And, you know, this is what they're trying to do, is they're just pushing down on truth. And, you know, another thing, you and I talked in the green room there. So, with regards to the Supreme Court nominee, you know, Kavanaugh, you know, I mean, what they're doing to him is like what they, you know, they've done to other people. But it's just getting worse. This one's like, I mean, they're making stuff up, as they always do. You know, we're trying to get someone that's going to actually uphold, you know, the Constitution, God's law, do the right thing and whatever. And, of course, they want to block him. So now they come up with this, you know, they got this wave going on for the last, you know, year or whatever it is, about this Me Too movement, when, you know, legitimate reasons and situations out there where there's women out there that are accusing or have justification to have claims that men have sexually assaulted, offended them some way or whatever have you, pushed themselves on these women, whatever. But now they're using that. After all of what Kavanaugh, you know, what he's went through, all the hearings and everything like that, and then all of a sudden they bring up this accusation, anonymous accusation. Person apparently doesn't want to be, they want to remain anonymous, whatever. So we don't even know if that's even true, as far as what anything is, as far as even that goes, because we don't even have a person that's going to actually come out and say something. But after all these years, you know, this is like 40 years ago, this was supposed to have happened, and so therefore, right away, you know, we you know, everybody got on there and said, okay, you know what? Let's see if we can find some women out there that knew him all the way back then and whatever have you, and see what their thoughts were about him and that. And they got 65 people on a you know, that signed a document saying that, you know, that he they never ever knew him to be like that. He would never be like that. He was always a gentleman. So, you know, no one's perfect, but at the same time, that was a shock to every woman that ever knew him. You know, and of course, what's most of a shock, it was a shock to him, because he didn't even do it, and nothing even remotely. So, but this is what they do, you know, and they try to plant these seeds inside these people on, you know, they're listening to the CNN, ABC, MSNBC, you know, CBS, all these news shows that basically dominate the news of falsities. Lies and whatever have you. The fake news is what President Trump calls them. And it's what they are. So what they do is they try to say, okay, we got all these viewers out there, so, and listeners or whatever have you, so they're going to say, well, you know what, they're going to listen to us because, you know, we already have them. So they're going to believe everything we say. If we keep saying it enough, they'll believe us. But guess what? I, you know, like I said at the beginning, you know, or even in the green room, I was talking with Gary with that, was we can say the truth and say the truth. And some people won't believe it, but that doesn't take away that it's the truth. This is what Mr. Kavanaugh, you know, the appointee, you know, the actual nominee, I should say, for Supreme, he's saying, you know, he's denying 100% because it's just a pack of lies, like all the other things that they do. So when you mix in all those lies with some women that have they're speaking the truth about certain things, you know, you got to really do your homework to find out, you know, what is the truth and what isn't. But you can't just base it on just because someone said something that so therefore it's the truth. You have to do your research and homework. And I'll tell you, you know, you mentioned about coming here, you know, to America and whatever, you know, if you're from Mexico or from wherever, that, you know, you're here in America, so you have to assimilate. It's really what the word is in a lot of ways.
Yep.
Is you have to assimilate. You have to basically understand that you're now in another country that has other that has laws, and their laws may be different from your laws. Just, you know, that's just the way it is. I myself are one of these immigrants that came here from Canada, and I had to adapt to certain laws that I wasn't aware of. And if you do not like the laws, don't go out and just say, okay, I'm just going to do my own thing anyway. What you do is you be part of a movement of change. But a movement of change doesn't mean you're going to go out there go out and shoot somebody up and do this and do that because you don't believe in something. That's from one wrong to making it wrong again. To make another wrong. I should say two wrongs don't make it right. Anyway, so my point is I came here as you know, as Gary was saying, you know, somebody comes, for example, from Mexico or whatever, you know, want to bring your stuff, your own laws with you or whatever, have your own thoughts or whatever. You've got to be part of a movement of change. I'm not here to basically do things against the law. I'm here to actually help expose what is maybe oppressing people and basically persecuting people, whatever have you. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to go out there and, oh, just because they did what they did to me, I'm going to go back and do it to other people. No, I'm going to do it to this country or whatever, get angry and be upset to the point where you do things that are not godly and not of the law. Now, you have to follow the laws. And if you're not, then, you know, you deserve to be prosecuted and convicted and thrown in jail or and deported, if any at all of them. And that's just how it has to be. You know, I know firsthand coming here that it's a change. But, you know, even from state to state, it's a change. You know, even from your house to someone else's house, they have their own things that they do. But at the same time, you don't just go in there and you're going to go in their house and say, this is the way you're going to do things. You don't do that. That's not your place. Oh, so therefore, you come to someone's home or you come to someone's country, say, you know what? If I don't like it, I get out. You know, I go back where I come from. I don't come here, you know, like I know there's been some wrong things done to me, but at the same time, I know it's because of the corruption. But that doesn't mean that I'm just because they did it to me, I'm going to go do it to somebody else, or I'm gonna react the wrong way, in the sense of doing something that's illegal. No, and I'm not going to do it against God either. I'm not perfect. No, neither of us are, but to do it the right way. And that's the thing, is with the liberals, the Democrats and liberals, most of them, they have this agenda, and they're far, far left, and that is to basically just indoctrinate people with falsities. And the more they do it, the more they think people will believe it. And you know, they had people convinced or conned, if you will, for a long, long time. But what we're seeing is you know, even when President Trump off, he said, I'm gonna cater to America. I'm gonna help with God through me. I'm gonna make this country greater again, or great again. And he's doing it. What he's doing is you see that the blacks, Hispanics, the jobs, the females. He's breaking records that never been even done in the history of America, because of taking off stations and just, you know, letting people live. You know, this is what he's trying to do, and he's doing it with a Congress that's mainly against him. really gets this swamp, you know, drained enough to basically tip the teeter-totter to our favor, actually to God's favor, then we're going to actually have to be part of this movement to change this stuff, to help change what he's doing, to help do and make these laws that were already there when it comes to immigration. There's a lot of laws that are there that they're not even just like turning a blind eye to them, saying, oh well, we're just going to forget about that and we're not even going to look at that. Well, I'm sorry, but guess what? That's not the way to do things, you know. And that's how come we're in such chaos that we have right now. So you know, Gary, you made a great point. Many of them, of course, are always great points. Just within the, you know, when someone wants to come over to this country, we have enough criminals as it is here that we're born here. And even all, you know, so, you know, who needs to have people that are here that are going to go against the law? So I have no problem with a vetting system and an e-verify system for everyone to use, make sure that everybody that comes in this country and is in this country already is doing the will of God, doing the what the Constitution expects us. And if we don't, then we have amendments. We have people that, you know, you can actually be a movement to amend it, whatever have you. And you know what? The more people we have make some things right that maybe aren't right. That's why everyone needs to get out and vote this November, because we need to actually have discernment within this system that we have here of a government and these people that are, you know, been in there for, you know, long time, decades. You know, there's talk of term limits. There's talk of all this different things. You know, if we want to have changes, we gotta. Or if we want to keep President Trump in office to move forward with his godly agenda, then you know we have to vote Republican on the docket. You gotta go out there and vote. You gotta register first. You gotta do everything proper, and make sure that your name gets in there. I can't vote. I'm not a citizen as yet, but you know, my wife is, and, so therefore I won't vote because I'm not. Ever have voted in this country because I'm not allowed to and I'm not entitled to if I'm not a citizen. So we don't ask you, everybody, to vote unless they are registered legally in every state. Because if you're not, then you know what? It's what's ill-gotten gains. Even if you want to vote Republican, I don't want you to vote if you're not legally here as a citizen and not registered. No different than having guns. If you have anything that you're not, you know, you're not allowed to have a gun. You don't have a permit. You don't have this. You don't have that. You don't. Whatever the law is, you have to go with that. If you don't like it, then be part of a change. Don't do it with obedience. Don't do it with disobedience by upheaval and all that kind of stuff that's in there. So basically, you know, we want you all to vote November. But do it legally. I stress legally, okay? And what are your thoughts with all everything there, Gary?
Well, exactly right. You hit the nail on the head there. You know, when a person comes to this country, you assimilate to our laws. You know, things are going to be different. But our laws are supposedly, I mean, they're supposed to be based in freedom. So you can make your own choices. You make a mistake, well, you learn by your mistakes. You don't get punished, you know, because you say certain things. If you disagree with a politician, you can sit there and disagree. You can say, oh, this person in office is an idiot. You can say that. And you don't have to worry about going to jail for that. Where in other countries, you wouldn't probably be able to say that or even less than that, and you'd probably end up in a prison system or maybe even worse. So, I mean, you got to... people that come here got it pretty darn good, you know. And the thing is, when they become citizens, yes, then they can be allowed to vote, and hopefully they have enough knowledge to understand our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and why they're there. They're there to protect us, not government, because the government doesn't need a Bill of Rights. I mean, they protect themselves. They don't need anything written into a law to protect them, you know. But we need it because first thing it goes, if you don't have a Bill of Rights there, the first thing it'll go will be our liberties. And, I mean, you don't really miss them until you lose them. Once you have, you know, we're born with liberty here. And like I said, we take it for granted. But once they're gone, then you're going to miss them. And they were going to be almost impossible to get them back. It's really difficult to reverse a ruling. I mean, politicians, they'll rule with an iron fist. If we lose our freedoms, I can't imagine being told do certain things. If you can't do it, you go to jail. If you refuse to do it, you go to jail. You know, and we're heading that way with the left. The left is going absolutely berserk. You get people, you can kind of tell even by looking at some people that they're crazy. I mean, look at some of these people on the left. They're just wild-eyed. Their eyes are just wild, you know, just like, you know, crazy. I mean, you look at Nancy Pelosi. Her eyes are, you know, they look crazy. They look like they're, you know, they're unhinged. You're on, you know, there's something wrong with them. I mean, you can tell. They look angry. I mean, they got that scowl look in their face. Look at Maxine Waters. I mean, she's got a scowl on her face, and they don't have a lot of intelligence. You know, she thinks the Constitution's 400 years old. It isn't that old. I mean, they don't know anything. And the thing is, we're going to let them make decisions for us when they don't even know how to run their own lives. They want to run our lives. You're going to let them make our decisions, our business decisions, and what we can say and what we can't say. Is that what anybody wants out there? I mean, if you disagree with me, call in and say I disagree. I'm willing to debate anybody. I mean, I'll debate them. And like I said, I don't think anybody's going to call in because the truth is a pretty powerful weapon. I'm going to call it a weapon because they look at it that way anyway. We have the truth on our side, and that's why we win. I'm not necessarily any smarter than anybody else, but when you have the truth, you know, you can actually debunk, you know, the other side's ideas. They can lie all they want. That's why the lie always fails, you know, and the truth always wins out, you know. I kind of understand what some of these people going through when they're innocent, like Kavanaugh, excuse me, and when he's getting accused of stuff, because I was accused of doing horrible things, and I never did it. When you never did it, that's frustrating, but guess what? I won out at the end, because I one thing I learned in life is you got to stand up for yourself, too. I could sit there and take it, and then you just let them bully, then the bully wins. But I stood up and I fought back, and I won. Actually, the person that did it, we actually ended up becoming friends later on. But the thing is, for several years, I was at least 5 years, I think, maybe a little less than that, but it was quite a while I had to put up with that, you know, and it's a little unnerving, you know, because, you know, that person was pushing it real hard, and the person did apologize eventually. But like I said, those things happen. They're not supposed to happen. I would say that, you know, when people do that, they really lose when they do that. They actually hurt themselves. And it's the same thing with the left. I do believe if they make up these stories, these slanderous and libelous stories about other people, they will fail. I mean, they always seem to do that, because I think God has it set that way. You know, God will always make sure these people don't win out. You know, the truth always wins. That's what he wants anyway, is the truth. So I'll turn this back over to you, because I got a cough really bad. I'm going to hit my mute button for a few seconds.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, you're right when you say that some of these people, with the way they look, I don't know if it's just that they're, you know, just if it's just the crazy evil, but I think it's desperation too. They have been desperate since before even Donald Trump was elected president. You could see that they were starting to see some things happen. But the day after, that night of, oh, 2 years, almost 2 years ago, they were like in shock. You know, you see that they're showing videos of different people's reactions the day after, like even Google. Showing a bunch of them on the Fox News there of all these reactions about how it was the day after November 8th, 2016. So it was November 9th. You could see and hear their voice. They were angry. They were, you know, just so disappointed, and what they were saying they have to do, to get them out of office. I mean, there's just so much evil out there because they couldn't handle the truth. Like you know, the truth will set you free. So you talk about how basically they're just uneducated in a lot of ways. In a sense, they're uneducated. It's a bunch of sneakiness is what they have. So they have deviousness, but they don't have real real smarts, or else they would have the God's wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and therefore they wouldn't be doing what they're doing. Because nobody in their right mind is going to tell you something that's actually false, and if you believe it, it's only because you're hearing it so often. Well, you know, it's like they replayed a something from the past of what Obama was saying before he was president, and stuff like this. You know, he was saying things like, we've traveled 57 states, and I'm thinking, what? That's exactly what he said. He was like 50. So even if he said six, it would still be wrong. So he was like, he wasn't sure if it was six or seven. I'm like, buddy, I'm from Canada, and I know there's only 50 states. There's 48 inland here, and then there's Alaska, and there's Hawaii. And then, of course, we have Puerto Rico, and we have, those are an extension. Those are now under the U.S. of A. But I'm talking the 50 states, there's other ones, too, not just Puerto Rico, for over and above the 50 states or whatever have you. But the thing is he says 57 states. I was thinking at the time, I'm going, oh, my gosh. I'm from Canada, and I know there's only 50 states, so, I mean, where are you from? You can't be from America if you're going to think like that, right?
You know how they explained that, the liberals, when you pointed it out, there's only 50 states. Oh, he was actually referring to 57 states of Islam. What? He got completely off base. That's what I said. What?
Poor exposure.
Obama
exactly.
Said he meant 57 states of the, but they're trying to explain it differently. They tried to defend them. You know, that's what the left does. But anyway, I'll turn this back over to you. But I just thought that was kind of humorous when they said that. You know, trying to defend Obama.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you brought that up, because what I find is, he says he's been in 57 states. I think what he's in is a state of confusion.
Yeah.
I think he's in a state of shock. I think he's in a state of everything else but the states, because he's out of his mind if he's thinking there's 57 states.
Man,
I mean, seriously.
Maybe there's 57 genders. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, and then we had the nerve to vote him in? I mean, seriously?
Yeah.
Listen, folks. I mean, seriously, I'm joking in a way, but at the same time, do you see the seriousness of this? That basically, if someone says that, you got to question. I mean, we all make mistakes. Don't get me wrong. We all make mistakes, but something like that, and you're born, you know, it makes me question where he was born, and of course, he's the one that fed in. He made that happen. You know, if he's saying, "Oh, I'm not born in Kenya, and I was born in Hawaii," if that's all true, then you don't make that kind of mistake. I mean, seriously, you know, because you know what it is because he does want to push the Islam's everything here. He wants to push all this stuff, and that's what was exposed. And some people, because he's such a charismatic speaker, they overlooked a lot of things that he was making mistakes on. And like I said, don't ever get me wrong. We all make mistakes. I make them more than I can shake a stick at. And so does Gary, and I don't want to speak for everybody, but at the same time, as we know we're not perfect, and I don't want anyone to think that we think we're perfect, because we're not. I just try to be better than I was yesterday. You know, and that's the thing. That's all I'm trying to do. But at the same time, as when you hear this kind of stuff, my discernment, not my judgment, my discernment tells me, okay, the Founding Fathers wrote for this Constitution. It was based in the Bible. The Constitution includes, you know, amendments. You know, we can have amendments. So if we take on other countries or whatever have you as part of our United States or whatever that we're with them, that's fine. But when you say 57 states or thinking it's 56 or 57, you can't remember. I mean, seriously. That's got to expose some more hidden agenda in there. There's got to be something in there that people needed to actually look at. And you know, I know hindsight is 20/20 in a lot of cases. I know that, but this is why I'm bringing this up, is because if hindsight is 20/20, we don't need hindsight to be 20/20. We need President Donald J. Trump as president in 2020. Got it? That's why I'm bringing this up. Because 2020
exactly.
is, is the election that's coming in a little over 2 years. But we can't get there, folks, if we don't have people voting in 2018 November. If we don't do that, then this hindsight, this 2020, will be, we need it to be foresight. And this is how education is. When you get the truth and you give the truth will always win. The truth will set us all free. And this is what God is, I believe. I'm not saying that, you know, all I'm going to say is I know God has his hand on Donald Trump. He's doing some great things with God because of a lot of things that God has helped him with. Mike Pence being an actual the vice president, he's a godly man. He's got a lot of people around him that are very godly, and Donald Trump has learned a lot and gotten closer to God through the whole process. And as we all should. So that's why I said I just want to be better than I was yesterday. I want to move forward. I don't want to move backwards. And folks, the agenda that the liberal Democrats have will set us back. I don't believe we'll ever get out of it. Just like if Hillary Clinton was elected, these last 2 years would have been worse than they were for the last any. Oh my gosh, I can't even think. It would have been just absolutely terrible. Incredibly awful. We would have been so persecuted and oppressed that we at to a speed that that I don't know, like lightning. So that's what I'm saying, folks. When Obama done what he did, out after, even after he said those comments, we should have had the foresight to go a little deeper into what was going on with him. And I say we, some of us did, some people did, because not everybody voted for him. But we could have had more and more people doing the same thing as they were doing when they were trying to vet basically Donald Trump to see what he was, what his past was, and whatever. And we found out truth. And therefore, more people voted. As he kept going out to all these rallies that my wife and I went to in Texas here, so as much as we could, we found out lots of consistencies of the truth. And that was exposing the lies. So this is what we need. 2020 is 2020 vision that we have, okay? And if we don't have that, we're not going to have that foresight for 2020. 2018 is the biggest election we've ever had. People say, well, what about the last one? Yes. But now we have to keep America great. We have to keep it getting better and better. And the only way we're going to do that is exposing the Obamas. That's why Obama's on the warpath. He's out there now. He's out there basically, and it is a warpath is what he is. He's having a war against Donald Trump and this president, Donald Trump, and all the people that he has on his team, including the voters, to basically call us deplorables and call us these, you know, that we have no brains and we're doing the wrong thing. And yet, all the proof is in the pudding, if you will, folks. Everything Donald Trump has said he's going to do, he has been doing them, even without, I mean, even without a lot of the Congress. He's doing it, and then some of the Congress is starting to change a little bit. Oh, they need to get off their keisters and do some more. But the thing is people, like I said earlier, the blacks, the Hispanics, all these minorities, the women, they're all getting work. They're all getting jobs. Their pays are going up. Their health care is better. They're doing all these things. And we haven't even really totally abolished the Obamacare yet. He just took the regulations off so we can actually not get fined and go to jail if we don't friggin' have some. I mean, so therefore, my point is 2020 is coming, and it's not that far away. But before we get there, we have to accomplish the exposure of these liberal Democrats' agenda, and we have to work with Donald Trump, our president, actually have people vote November 2018. And therefore, then that's the foresight. Do all your homework. Don't listen to this man or Gary, but listen to God. Go and do your research, and then you'll find out how much integrity Gary and I and all the people that are pushing the truth out there. And I don't mean pushing it as far as being bullies. I'm talking about the more we talk the truth, the more other people will start to see what's being exposed as the lies. And therefore, you'll have a better judgment on how you're going to vote. And you know, folks, if you're hearing somebody say something and you think it's the truth, find out if it's the truth, because you know, it's no different than an analogy I have here. You go to the movies, or you watch a movie, and you know, and if you didn't know this, you might have a test at the end of the movie or whatever. If you miss half of it, you will not be able to know what the other half was. So therefore, there's the liberal Democrat side, and there's the Republican conservative side. Okay, so therefore, look at both and really do your homework. Don't you got to remember, man makes mistakes. So this guy might be telling a whole bunch of truth, and then obviously he might slide in a lie there, and you won't catch that. That's what Obama done. That's exactly what he done. He threw in some sorts of truth of what he was going to do, and then he threw in some lies because people just thought, okay, that's all. They wouldn't see that. And then all of a sudden, when he got to office, he didn't do all those things or some of those things. The thing with Donald Trump is, he said he was going to do this, and what he was going to do, and he's doing them. And people didn't like what he was going to do, but now that he's done some of these things, they're going, wow, wait a minute. Okay. I'm glad he did this. I'm hearing people from all over that are saying, you know what, I didn't have him as my vote of the 17 that he had against him, for his being the candidate. You know, he was the candidate, but he was had all these people up for the preliminaries, and a lot of people were going for, like, whether it be Ted Cruz or somebody else or whatever in that whole lineup. Then when it comes to Donald Trump, they said, okay, I'm going for him because I don't want Hillary. Now they're glad that he is the one because he's the one that was most qualified over anyone that was on the stage, left or right. He is the one, and they're seeing it. And these people that were even Democrats or liberals, we're seeing a lot of them now switch over to support Donald Trump, the Constitution, and God Almighty, which is great. But we're seeing a movement that God has put on Donald Trump. I really believe it. And we're seeing a lot of people are now coming over side, and they're starting to see that it's the right side, it's the side of the truth. So therefore, that's what we need to do. We need to vote Republican in November, and we need to get registered legally to do so. And therefore, we are going to keep going in the same direction, and that is God's direction. And then we'll see even more results, and then we'll see more people drained in the swamp there. We'll have more people appointed by Donald Trump that will actually help the godly constitutional agenda that's supposed to be in place, and turn some things around that haven't been able to yet, because we haven't had the Congress. You know, we've had some of these the Republicans are sometimes rhinos, the Republicans in the name only. They're actually serving the liberals and Democrats, but they have a label of Republican or conservative on them, but they're just basically acting with the enemy, the devil, to push their own agenda, and we don't need them in there. Those people that have been there for a long, long time, we need to vote them out. And so what are your thoughts on that, Gary?
Well, exactly, I'm just going to say another thing. We were talking about how they're trying to oppress us. If you ever notice, the people who tell the truth do not want the liars silent. I want them to speak out boldly and loudly. I never want to squelch a free speech. But the liars, on the other hand, are scared of the truth, and they'll do everything they can to silence us. And we see this already by way of example of YouTube and Twitter and some of these other, Google, trying to silence conservative sites while they're scared of the truth. And some of these politicians, now maybe they can't do a lot because it's more of a private thing, but they could denounce it. See, that's what a politician, but the Democrat politicians, well, I understand the conservatives are dangerous. Well, see, they call us dangerous. They can't even say what we said was dangerous, or they lie about it if they do. But they tried to do that with Alex Jones. Now, I'm not saying I don't, like I said, I don't listen to him a lot, but I did come to his defense because he did not threaten violence toward anyone, But he gets a little loud sometimes, Some people get emotional. But let him be on there. The First Amendment protects him. If he is, I want to hear it. If somebody's threatening to hurt somebody, I want to hear it, because then we know who they are. See? You know what I mean? If you try to silence them and stuff like that, who knows what their thought? You can't. Let's just put it this way: you cannot control thoughts. That's impossible. Politicians, I think some of these politicians are so arrogant they actually think they can control people's thinking. They can't do that. They can't. There's no way you can. There's no way you can enforce it. But you can silence people. You can make it chilling so if they speak out against, it could be severe penalties for it. But you can never control a thought. So if somebody's dangerous, you can't stop them. This is what we always said. If someone's evil, that's why gun control doesn't work. because it doesn't control evil. Evil will always exist out there, and all you can do is try to contain it, but you'll never stop it. You can contain it, try to control evil, but you cannot stop it. And controlling guns, all that does is control the people who are not committing the crime. We're not the ones going out doing anything evil with them. Firearms are just a piece of metal. If guns, like I said, I might have said that on this show, but if guns were so evil, then how come we are not arresting them and throwing the guns in jail? No, we just throw the evil people that pull the triggers in jail. It's just like we throw people that use a bat to hit somebody against somebody in jail. We don't throw the bats in jail. The bat's just an object, you know. But, you know, that's the thing. This is how you determine if someone's telling the truth. The truth tellers are always, they always will try to silence them because that scares the ones on the left, the liars. It scares the liars to death because they know, too, the truth will win out, you know. So they do everything again to shut us up. So anyway, we're at the top of the hour. I'm going to let Glenn finish it off and let him close the show off. So back to you, my friend.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, you bring up some amazing points with all that. And as always, Gary, that's why you're such a great co-host for me, and I love it. And you know, we have this show for God and for the people to expose this truth. And you know, and yes, sometimes I get very passionate with things and whatever have you, with different topics, whatever. And whatever have you, and a little loud sometimes. It's just I'm so passionate, whatever, and I totally understand that. You know, we have our freedoms at stake here, so I just want people to be able to have the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, all the amendments. You know, we lose one, we lose them all. So I totally understand, and that's why I want to make sure that people understand this politically inconvenient truth. So that is why our show is called the Pit Radio News, the Politically Inconvenient Truth. And we welcome everybody again to call in anytime. We're on every Sunday from 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 646-787-8534, and press 1 if you have a comment or a question and everything. You know, be involved in the conversation. We'd love to have you on. And having said that, we thank you all very much for joining us here. And if you're hearing us in archives, again, like I said, you know, please call us. You know, be involved with this show. It's your show. It's not our show. We're here for you, and you know, for God and for you and this country, America. That is very much helping the world get straightened around. So please call us at 646-787-8534 and press 1 if you have a comment or a question. That'll be it for the show, folks. I'm going to end it with another Paul Harvey, as I always do, with some good old hard work. And this is what we need. We need some hard work for this election coming up. We need, you know, faith without works is dead. So, you know, you can have all the faith in the world, but if you're not putting your faith to the grassroots here and having some works, get some votes out there, some legal votes, you know, vote Republican November, folks. Anyways, I want to thank you all for joining us here. God bless you, Gary, my co-host. God bless America. And let's get it done this November, folks. And we'll see you here next Sunday. So having said that, here's a little little word from Paul Harvey. It's good old-fashioned hard work. So God bless you. Take care.
American preachers tell me that there is no sermon which is looked forward to with less enthusiasm than a sermon about sin. Well, that's probably true if we're talking about a secular sermon on the subject of hard work. There is no gospel less popular than the gospel of hard work. I could ask you today, I could ask you right now to demonstrate your faith in America by handing poison to snakes, and many or most of you would. I could outline a fundamental Christian code of conduct which strictly forbids the use of stimulants or sedatives or the wearing of jewelry, and many would, willingly and without question, accept and be bound by such abstinence. Our leaders could readily rally you to fight and die for your country, as they have many times, and you would even again. But if Paul Harvey or any politician should state that our only chance for survival is to get off our dead centers and get to work, well, I'd be lucky if you'd let me finish. But I'm going to test my luck today. You see, I don't happen to be running for or from anything, and that does make a difference. The pregnant skyline of America was set in place one brick at a time. Now that represents a lot of calluses. America the Beautiful is not an accomplished fact guaranteed to remain intact. God shed his grace on thee, to be sure, but this was wasteland when God had it to himself. He handed man a hoe and said, you want another Eden? All right, earn it. And all that's necessary for the weeds to take over again is for you and me to lay down that hoe. Now, Americans, the problem is less acute today than it has been. We're on the right track right now. But if we sit down on that track, I'm afraid we're going to get run over. We tell our young people how our country was carved out of the wilderness. No, it wasn't. Our nation was not carved out of the wilderness. Our nation was hammered and hoed and chopped and dug and sawed and clawed out of the wilderness by barehanded men who asked nothing for nothing. America did not start out with an agricultural production that's the awe and envy of the world. It was seeded first by sod-busting farmers who fought Indians and ranchers and cold and heat and drought and bugs and flood and one another. The fruited plain sprang forth from barren acres only after they had been watered with a lot of sweat. I guess what I'm saying is that the more history I study, ours and others, the more certain I am that there is one fertilizer essential to the survival of civilization, and that fertilizer is sweat. And I don't mean perspiration. I mean the kind of steamy, streamy, salty sweat that's wrung from a man by hard physical work. Somehow, the sweat gets into the soil of a farm or a factory or a city or a state or a nation, and everything thereabouts grows tall and strong and tough enough to stand against any storm. But the day the sweat dries up, the soil dries up, and whole civilizations are buried in dust.